This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:32 in the a.m. broadcasting live from Kays Valley Golf Club for the 2021 BMW Championship. Tee time in a little over an hour. Birds win last night, 10-6 over the Los Angeles Angels. Joining us right now, Executive Vice President, Baseball Operations, and General Manager for the Baltimore Orioles. He is Mike Elias. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Listen, man, I mean, I know we could talk about the losing streak ending last night. And I'm sure there was a sigh of relief in the organization. But I want to zero in on one of my favorite players, Anthony Santander. It seems like he's heating up. Went 3-for-4 last night, scored 3 runs in the RBI. And I feel like most of the season he's been dealing with injuries, fighting off that ankle injury, and he's getting healthy right now. That has to be a bigger sigh of relief for you to see that he's getting his swing back.
Yeah, I agree, Rob. It's a very big development. You know, I think we all knew where we were at organizationally coming into this year, and we knew it was going to be a tough year, win-loss. But even that said, one of the bigger disappointments in the grand scheme of things was his first half, Anthony's first half being as sluggish as it was, and the injuries and the numbers. And he's really been on a tear, like you mentioned, but also I think I've said here before, we have some bad ball data. I think he's had bad luck all year. And his numbers should be even better than this. But even that aside, it's just great to see him swinging the bat like he did in 2020. It's huge for us.
And, Mike, one of the things that's really starting to irritate, I don't say all of us, I don't speak for them, but I think it is some of the, I think, unfair things that are being written about the rebuild. How the other teams seem to get a lot of credit for theirs, even if they failed or they weren't. The Orioles, though, seem to, you know, everything's, you know, they suck at everything, according to some guys that they write, who seem to have an agenda. And the fans are buying it and reading it. Is there any? I'm a rabid New York Rangers fan. I'm from New York. I grew up watching the Rangers, and they had a rebuild. They sent they printed up a letter, sent it out publicly, describing exactly what they had to do, why they were doing it, what the philosophy was. Would that be helpful? Do those things help at all, or does it matter?
Well, you know, we try to communicate as much as we can. That's why I talk as kind of openly and transparently as I try to do the last few years. This comes with the territory. I think the thing that I want to continue to say, you know, I didn't do this on purpose. We didn't do this as a strategy, like, hey, let's lose a bunch of games and collect prospects for a few years. This is where we started from. I was brought in to fix this situation. We were in a terribly disadvantageous situation with this organization. You know, we're Baltimore. It's not a gigantic market. Baseball's got a lot of market disparities, very problematic market disparities. We're in the American League East. We're sitting there. There's nobody on the big league team. We just lost 115 games in 2018. The farm system was way below average. There's no international program. I mean, you could just go across the whole organization, and it was nothing but problems. And we're doing what we got to do to fix this as rapidly and as surely as possible, and we're trying to make progress, and we are. You know, we're sitting here, we got the number one farm system in the game, we've got the deck cleared in terms of contracts at the major league level. You know, we inherited some bad ones, and that's all out of the way, and I really think, you know, it's kind of building and blue skies going forward, but we're going through some rough stretches because of all this. So this is not something I want to be doing. We're trying to fix the franchise, and we're working hard at it.
It's funny. It's exactly what we said this morning.
Yeah.
All these things about the farm system, the international presence, how it's just grossly unfair the way it's being portrayed because, you know, in my opinion, the team was like decades behind, not just years.
Well, Mike, so with that, I don't know if I can just piggyback it off a little bit, talking about rebuilding the foundation because that's the key to continuous years of success, not just having a stretch of three or four seasons where you might be on the cusp or be okay, maybe playoff contenders. It's about trying to contend every year, right?
Yeah, I think, look, I think in the big picture, you know, there's a lot of history to the Orioles franchise, obviously, and there was a very long stretch, really kind of, you know, in the 90s and the 2000s where it was a very heavy free agent-based model. The farm system wasn't very well organized. It didn't produce a lot of prospects. You could kind of buy some free agents back then and roll a halfway decent team out there. And now we transition into the economic system that baseball has and where we're at. And you look at how successful franchises, you know, like Cleveland and Tampa run their franchise. And there's a lot of young homegrown players, a really strong player development pipeline, an international program that works. And they sort of keep a churn of young players coming up. Making difficult decisions to trade them sometimes before they really want to. You know, it's just a whole different way of operating that we needed to transition into, and we're in the process of doing that. You know, there was a kind of a hangover with what was left over from 2018 that we're sorting through, and we've kind of gotten through that period. But it's a very large kind of business transition for this club, and you know, very necessary.
Here with Michael Lies, GM of the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Mike, I said before on Those Extra said on this show that I believe the Orioles right now have a major league outfield. When you talk about Austin Wins in left or right, Cedric Mullins in center, Anthony Santander out there, I think that's a major league outfield. However, I don't think you have your future right now in the majors in the infield, with the exception of maybe when Ryan Mountcastle or Trey Mancini's playing first base. Would that be an accurate statement, or are you still in a position where you're waiting to determine that?
Yeah, definitely, Rob. I mean, the infield's been a revolving door and an issue since I got here. Even like in the farm system, there weren't many infield prospects. So our very first draft, we took a ton of them. We've been grabbing them in trades. And now our farm system has a lot of middle infielders, which is nice to see. And we're kind of waiting on some of those guys. You know, we have high hopes for a couple of them, and they're doing well and getting to double A. But they've just gotten a double A, and, you know, they're not ready. So right now you look at the infield, and other than first base, it's all waiver claims out there. So I think that tells you all you need to know about where we're at with the infield and what you said. But that said, I mean, you know, I don't know what Ramon Urias is going to be, but he looks like a guy we're going to want to keep over the winter and into the next season and have be part of the mix. And I suspect, you know, expect very strongly that we're going to be active in free agency in the infield as we've been the last couple of years with a Freddie Galvis or Jose Iglesias, and so we'll bring in some help there over the winter to stabilize things. But it's definitely an area that we've been lacking. Our outfield does look great, and I like our internal options there going forward. You know, I really think us being so weak internally in the infield the last couple of years has been a big symptom of not signing players from the Dominican and Venezuela for the last 20 years, because it's just so many of major league kind of stud infielders come from Latin America these days.
So many. It's a question about Jorge Mateo. He had an infield base hit. It was a minor thing the other night. But the fact is, I don't think anyone else in Major League Baseball would have been safe because he's just faster than everybody else. Is there any kind of matrix or any kind of stat you guys keep regarding speed and how much, you know, how much above the average it actually is? You know, I know we have wins above replacement for different players, but, like, how much, you know, someone with, you know, well above plus-plus speed benefits the game as you're looking at people?
Yeah, we do. And he is amongst the very fastest players in the sport. So it's kind of fun having him on the roster, like you mentioned, because of that. And, you know, the most important thing is hitting and defense, but the speed is next on the list. And kind of the old school scouting adage is that it's the only tool that shows up on both sides of the game, you know, offense and defense.
Yeah.
You benefit when you're as fast as Jorge Mateo is. So, he has been a kind of a fun addition from the waiver wire for us. I think he provides some roster flexibility because he can play short and second and third and the entire outfield and brings the speed that he brings. So he's still a young guy. You know, he hasn't had extensive at-bats at the major league level. He hasn't hit a ton yet. And we're a team that can give him some opportunities. So we'll continue to keep doing that. He's been out with a little bit of a sore back, but I think he'll be in there in the next game or two.
There he is, Mike Elias, GM of the Baltimore Orioles. Mike, thanks a lot for your time once again this morning.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.